3 minutes. That's about how long Captain Chesley Sullenberger had to land his plane in the Hudson River after hitting a flock of birds above New York City. Today, for the first time, we hear the conversation between the pilot and air traffic controllers as they tried to save the flight. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
It was 3:27 in the afternoon. An air traffic controller sitting in a room 20 miles from LaGuardia Airport is guiding at least three planes out of New York's airspace, including...
Vectors 1549, 700, climbing 5,000.
That's Captain Chesley Sullenberger taking his plane up to 5,000 feet. Throughout the recording, the flight is referred to as Cactus 1549. Cactus is the call sign for U.S. Airways because it's based in Arizona. The controller wants the plane to head west, sending it off to the final destination of Charlotte, when we hear about the birds.
Cactus 1549, turn left, heading 270.
Cactus 1539, hit birds, so you've lost thrust on both engines, returning back towards LaGuardia.
Okay, you need to return to LaGuardia. Turn left, heading up 220.
220.
The only sign that perhaps Captain Sullenberger isn't as calm as he sounds is that he gave the wrong number for his flight, calling it 39 instead of 49. As the tension mounts, they'll make this mistake more often. The departure controller calls the tower at LaGuardia to warn them.
Tower, stop your departure. He's got emergency returning. It's 1529. Bird strike. He lost all engine. He lost the thrust in the engines. He's returning immediately.
Cactus 1529. Which engines?
He lost thrust in both engines, he said.
Got it.
But after only a minute, it's already too late to turn back to LaGuardia. When offered a runway, Captain Sullenberger says just one word.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land?
The plane is now over the Hudson River, approaching the George Washington Bridge.
What's over to our right? Anything in New Jersey? Maybe Teterboro?
Okay, yeah, off your right side is Teterboro Airport.
Teterboro is a small airport in New Jersey. In that control tower, there's a question about whether they can handle a plane this heavy.
Yeah, well, he's going to land here, because he's falling down right now. He's coming in, he's going to land.
All right, have you rolled the truck?
I'm calling in, call the trucks now.
Those are the emergency trucks. But now the plane is too low to make it to New Jersey.
Cactus 1529, turn right 280, you can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus?
There's no answer from Flight 1549. The plane is off the radar. The regional air traffic controller finally shows a bit of emotion as he gets back to helping the other planes.
All right, departure. We're stopped on departure. Runway 4.
Back in the tower at LaGuardia, the search for the aircraft has begun.
Get me a police department helicopter if you got one on your frequency. Get me a police department helicopter if you got one on your frequency right now.
We'll have one now. We'll make a call.
You get anybody. You send them right over to the Lincoln Tunnel. We had a Cactus Airbus go down in the water.
I got it. Okay.
Okay.
What they don't know is that helicopters along the west side of Manhattan have been watching the whole landing and narrating it on another frequency.
Going down. In the water.
It appears that they are deploying the RAF right now.
If there was any amazement at the landing or the fact that everyone survived, you don't hear it on the recordings. There are other planes to land, and the controllers calmly go back to business. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You can hear more of the radio communication between the pilot and air traffic controllers and see a video of the plane landing in the Hudson River at npr.org.